Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump held a rally with steel workers in Pittsburgh, where he touted a new planned partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel.
There's a lot of money coming your way. It's a lot of money.
He says it's worth about $14 billion. As part of the deal, he also says steel workers like Dan Allen will get a $5,000 bonus.
Oh, that can help me. I could take my mom on vacation. I could take her to Italy to see my family. Be great.
The president also announced plans to double tariffs on steel and aluminum imports that go into effect June 4th. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says it could make inflation even worse.
If you go back to the beginning of COVID, inflation has cumulatively risen over 22%. Income has only just started to keep pace with that. So normally, we feel like we're getting better when our income is higher than inflation. Right now, for the past 5 years, we've felt like we're playing catch up.
And reporter Brad Gibson tells us worries about inflation are stopping a lot of Americans from buying a home.
60% of prospective buyers told Bank of America they're not sure now is a good time to buy a home. That's the highest number in 3 years. The reasons? Dwayne Redman with Bank of America.
Home prices have continued to rise. People look at interest rates. Yes, they are still higher than they were obviously several years ago. There's still a limited supply of homes, which puts upward pressure on pricing.
At a security conference in Singapore, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warned of devastating consequences if China were to take over Taiwan. The BBC's Frank Gardner with details.
This was the strongest message yet by any U.S. defense secretary at this major defense forum, that Washington is determined to resist China's growing military power in the Asia Pacific. Pete Hegseth said the threat by communist China to Taiwan could be imminent, but he said Beijing would not seize Taiwan on President Trump's watch.
CBS's Michael George reports you may want to pass on the salt.
Which foods are to blame for our high consumption of salt? A survey by the American Heart Association found pizza, soup, and chicken are the main sources of sodium for most Americans. The survey also found sodium use varies by race and ethnicity, with Asian Americans most likely to add salt during cooking, and Black adults most likely to try and reduce their salt intake.
The number of people getting measles has grown. There are now 1,088 confirmed cases in the U.S. Texas added 10 cases in the past week. Other states with active outbreaks include Colorado, Kansas, Michigan, Montana, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Brewers and the Phillies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball from Citizens Bank Park, where the Brewers faced the Phillies last night. Milwaukee got the win 6-2, thanks to a pair of home runs by Christian Yelich. D.L. Hall pitched the first three innings before Quinn Priester took over, manager Pat Murphy.
That was terrific. Quinn was best I've seen him. You know, six innings, sinker working, ground ball after ground ball, really stayed on it, competed. He was great. I mean, a difference maker in the game. Six innings, you know, there's been few and far between pitchers give us six, and he did it with 71 pitches, no walks, no free bases. That was awesome.
In golf, Mal Saigo of Japan shot 6 under par at Erin Hills to take the lead in the women's U.S. Open. The United States' Nelly Korda just 3 shots off the pace.
Definitely felt a little bit more confident on the putting green today. Made some putts, made two kind of silly bogeys. Other than that, felt really, really good out there.
That's golfer Nelly Korda with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormes. Sunny skies today, but cool, with highs right around 60, north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows in the mid-40s. A bit warmer on Sunday, plenty of sunshine again, with high temperatures in the upper 60s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Don't have to- you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Too passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream.
Temptations on WRJN, just my imagination. Running away, headed out the door. Hey, are you ready to enjoy Racine's famous North Beach again? Well, we are, right? This year, we're teaming up with Racine's Beachside Oasis to keep the summer fun hot all season long. The Oasis opened Tuesday through Sunday and has good food, live music, and even yoga. In between the activities, you'll hear our timeless hits on WRJN. So, well, tell you what, make summer fun this year at Racine's Beachside Oasis on North Beach with WRJN.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfair Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Well, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 2nd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
I didn't lose her.
Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans, sunny skies today, but cool, with highs right around 60, north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows in the mid-40s. A bit warmer on Sunday, plenty of sunshine again, with high temperatures in the upper 60s. Current temperature is 46.
I have done all that I could to see the evil
another day, another night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so alone.
patient, don't be slow. No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together, till the morning brings my train, and I must go. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation.
Give me just a little more time, just a little more time. And I'll show you.
above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
So strong, come a little bit closer. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. At a steel mill in Pittsburgh, President Trump announced he's doubling tariffs on steel, later noting the increase also applies to aluminum. He also talked about a planned partnership between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel that he says will preserve thousands of jobs.
Most importantly, U.S. Steel will continue to be controlled by the USA. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done the deal.
Now, the deal hasn't been finalized and signed yet, but if it does go through, the president says it will be very lucrative, adding,
every U.S. steel worker will soon receive a well-deserved $5,000 bonus.
Which steel workers celebrated.
It gets me energized, gets me ready to go and go out there and work harder.
Senators, including Lindsey Graham, are calling for a secondary sanctions plan against countries who import Russian fossil fuels and raw materials.
China, the game you're playing with Russia is about to change. If you keep buying cheap Russian oil to fuel Putin's war machine, there'll be a 500% tariff on all of your products coming into the United States.
Meanwhile, at a security summit in Singapore, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth had a warning for China.
Any attempt by Communist China to conquer Taiwan by force would result in devastating consequences for the Indo-Pacific and the world.
Israel has agreed to a U.S.-backed ceasefire plan, but Hamas hasn't signed on. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Tel Aviv with the latest.
The deal does call for the immediate launch of follow-up negotiations, which could lead to a secure, permanent ceasefire, as well as the release of the remaining hostages still in Hamas custody.
Israel's defense minister has warned Hamas to accept the proposal or be annihilated. Well, today is World No Tobacco Day.
We've all seen the CDC's tips from former smokers.
I have had a serious life-changing laryngectomy.
I started smoking so early, and it could have all been prevented.
It's going to kill me. It's going to be cancer.
Dr. Rüdiger Kretsch at the World Health Organization says this much is clear.
These products are addictive, toxic, and harmful.
So on this World No Tobacco Day, Dr. Kretsch says the time to quit is now. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
World Pride 2025 is kicking off in D.C., a massive LGBTQ+ celebration expected to bring nearly 3 million people to town. The festivities included headliner Shakira performing tonight at Nats Park. The show, though, has been canceled due to some technical difficulties. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Brewers and the Phillies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball from Citizens Bank Park, where the Brewers faced the Phillies last night. Milwaukee got the win 6-2, thanks to a pair of home runs by Christian Yelich. D.L. Hall pitched the first three innings before Quinn Priester took over, manager Pat Murphy.
That was terrific. Quinn was best I've seen him. You know, six innings, sinker working, ground ball after ground ball, really stayed on it, competed. He was great. I mean, a difference maker in the game. Six innings, you know, there's been few and far between pitchers give us six, and he did it with 71 pitches, no walks, no free bases. That was awesome.
In golf, Mal Saigo of Japan shot 6 under par at Erin Hills to take the lead in the women's U.S. Open. The United States' Nelly Korda just 3 shots off the pace.
Definitely felt a little bit more confident on the putting green today. Made some putts, made 2 kind of silly bogeys. Other than that, felt really, really good out there.
That's golfer Nelly Korda with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies today, but cool, with highs right around 60, north winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds with lows in the mid-40s. A bit warmer on Sunday, plenty of sunshine again, with high temperatures in the upper 60s. Current temperature is 46.
WRJ.